ready for some football!
Welcome to another edition of the Knowledgeable Sillitude Half Hour Hour on News Talk 1070. And now here's your host, the CEO, chief cook, bottle washer, and benevolent dictator of Ixman Mortgage, known affectionately to friends, creditors, and law enforcement as Brooksy Baby, none other than the one and only Bob Brooks.
Thank you very much, and welcome to Radio Free Ixman.
A much better name than the Knowledgeable Sillitude Half Hour Hour, which I have decided we are officially ditching as of next week.
Yay!
And you know, we have that kind of power here. We can change things on the fly.
Radio renewal. Thank you very much.
Remedial renewal.
We should change
Remedial
our name.
Radio.
We should change our name every week so we don't drive off all the listeners. They'll think it's something wonderful and new.
Yeah, we can chase them away right back into us again.
Yeah, really. Oh, these guys sound so much different. Huh?
So don't forget, guys, at the end of the show, we're being replaced by such and such next week, and we hope you'll listen to them instead of us. And it'll be us!
They'll never know!
You are listening to Radio Free Ixman. We are a program about mortgage and finance and things mortgage and finance related. However, you will find that we also are very entertaining. At least I think I'm entertaining in my own little world. And people have
and what a small world it is.
People have been known to laugh and point at you, yes.
But since you're paying for the airtime, we agree with you.
That's right. Thank you. And those people who laugh and point at me, well, they paid good money to get in, so come on.
Absolutely.
Later on the show today, we're going to be speaking with Debbie Gore at Debbie Gore Insurance Agency. She is a mastermind of insurance, and she can answer any kind of question you might have about insurance and insurance-related items. And she's going to talk with us today and inform us and just generally elucidate us.
You left out enlighten.
Yes, that too.
Okay, and illuminate. So that when we're done talking to her, we'll be the Illuminati.
Ah, there you go.
But whatever you do, stay away from the light. Don't go near the light!
Really?
They're here. Yeah, they'll
be there. Houston, we have a problem.
We certainly do, and we've barely gotten started.
Yes, and you can hear next to me on my left the beautiful dulcet voice of Brewing Frog. No, I'm just kidding. The tax goddess.
You may worship me now.
As have I, and it ain't cheap, believe me. The tax goddess knows a whole lot about tax. She's a CPA in the Kingwood area. Oh, that's right. Houston area now. Not that I'm bitter.
Hey, I looked up your company phone number and information the other day, and I gave Houston, and they said, no such name as Ixman. And I said, well, that's what I would have thought, too, until I met Bob. And slowly they convinced me there is such a name as Ixman. But, you know, you show up in the humble directory assistance, not in Houston, not in Kingwood.
In a twist of irony, because there is nothing humble about us, I might
Actually,
add.
It's a weird thing about the zip code. Mm-hmm. In a certain part of Kingwood, in the oldest part, the zip code, if you put it into a computer, it pulls up as humble. We don't live in Humble. Technically, we live in the city of Houston, but our zip code comes up.
And we definitely pay Houston taxes.
Yeah, gosh, so you get a bill from them.
That explains why I went postal when I couldn't find your number.
Yeah, I read about that.
You just have the wrong section of the paper in your hand. But we're going into the paper a little later on today, the Houston Comic.
Yes, we will. And we will also be discussing tax with the tax goddess. And believe me when I say the tax goddess knows many things taxual. She's a taxing woman.
She's ow! Physically abusing Bob right now. But I think it may be just as much because Bob has completely failed to introduce the other co-host.
I know that I have. To my left, and again, I'll say it all the time, he's the only time you're going to find it on my left, Brewing Frog!
Thank you very much.
And directly in front of me is the diminutive, the petite, the wee man himself, Big Dog Dave Perkins.
I'm 6'4", and I produce radio shows like this for breakfast. And I now declare...
This station is now the ultimate power in the universe.
Because I am at the console and in charge of the controls. No one will second guess my radio show production decisions.
Oh, sorry. Got carried away there.
Wow.
You really need to take your medication before we start taping.
Yes.
But it's so hard to unscrew the top. And all that carbonation escapes.
There's never a 10-year-old kid around when you need one. I can't get the bottle.
Can you open this for me, darling? Yeah, thanks.